Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I think today, instead of just talking about, I don't even know, I think it's time to talk about the news. We should have some fun today on the show. Come on. Let's have some fun, for God's sakes. The world's so depressing. You know what? We're going to look at the news, and I know any schmuck can read the news, but I think it's something that we should talk about, because there's a saying in Latin of who will watch the watchers, and there was a time and place in this country when the media was supposed to be the watchdog of the people in power, but all too often today we see the opposite. We see the watchdogs being lapdogs of either the left or the right, and I actively try to not be either one of those things. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play Who Will Watch the Watchers, and we're going to look at the news, and you're going to hear my commentary on it. And if you like it, you can feel free to follow. If you don't like it, well, then you can go find someone else who will support your belief system. I don't really care. Let's go to Apple News. NBC News says, judge stands firm as Trump ramps up attacks on judiciary. Oh my gosh. This is still a story. Oh, another federal judge blocks Trump. Oh, big surprise. You mean that's exactly what happened 8 years ago? Of course, he's railing against the judiciary because they're ruling from the bench all over again. You know, do I even want to talk about Israel today? You know what? I'll do it. I'll do it. Forget it. I'll do it. Why not? What the heck? I'll do it. You know, in Israel, they have the same problem of the people from the bench, the Pharisees in modern clothing, ruling from the bench. The same way that today, the judges want to rule from the bench instead of... See, here's a tricky thing about the law. The law is written in such a way where there's no absolutes, there's only interpretations of the writings you read. So therefore, you could argue it one way or the other, and if you have the power, aka you're the judge, your interpretation becomes the law, becomes precedence, which then becomes standard practice, which then basically becomes the law. And that becomes a problem when you have people trying to change the status quo, which is what Trump is doing. Now, with all the things he's doing good, personally, I think some of the things he's doing are kind of unnecessary. Like, for example, changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Who the hell really cares? Look, I don't care about that very much, personally. Maybe you do. I personally could care less. Let's read the story real quick. Trump calls for the impeachment of a judge. Oh my gosh, no way. Who temporarily halted the deportations. Trump is trying to deport illegal aliens who are in prison. And the judge is saying no. The stench from the bench is making me clench. I'm done with these judges, man. I'm done with these judges who want to act like they're more powerful than the president of the United States. I'm not saying they shouldn't have any power. I'm just sick and tired of these. How many times did a judge block Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton? Should I ask that question? I rest my case. Let's go to the next story on here. NPR. Oh, some news outlet NPR is. The National Public Radio. Why don't I go ask Pravda in the Soviet Union for a story? Some European countries and Canada issue advisories for travelers to the United States. All right, because we're such a scary country, even though we have freedom of speech and those schmucks over in Europe can get arrested for talking against the government. But don't tell that to the people in the EU. They think they're living in some amazing society, some dream utopia, when they're over half of Hitler's dream. Oh, you didn't know that Hitler believed in having a united Europe under German control? Oh, you didn't know that, did you? Well, like I said, they're already halfway there, if not more. And yet they think they're living in some peaceful utopian society. CBS News, Israel launches strike on Lebanon in retaliation to rockets fired in heaviest exchange since ceasefire. Oh God, do I want to make this an Israel show? Israel's become like the, you know what, back when talk radio was huge, you know, back when I was a kid and before, there were a couple things you couldn't mention on talk radio without the host and or the audience just completely commandeering the entire show. It was guns, God, and gays. Those were the three things that if you mentioned in talk radio, immediately, boom, they were off for 3 hours. talking about any of the number of those things like that. Or back when Obama was in office, it was the birther issue. As soon as you said birther, immediately everybody went off. Oh my God, finally you're on board. Oh, finally, you know, I'm known he wasn't a citizen, this, that, and the other thing. And immediately the whole show was about that. Now the show is all about Israel. As soon as you mention Israel and Palestine, immediately everybody's immediately like, oh, which side are you on? Oh, I don't know what side you're on. Oh, I don't know whether I want to hate you or love you. You want to know where I stand? Should I clear the record? Should I really clear the record? What do you think? Should I clear the record? In the audience of my mind, everybody said yes. So I'll say yes. In my readings of history, let me put it to you like this, okay? Israel is always perceived to be wrong by the international community. No matter what they do. No matter what they do, they give back the West Bank. They give away health care. They give away all these recompenses for their perceived transgressions to the Arabs, the Palestinians, the Jordanians, you name it. All of a sudden, they're always the bad guy. When was the last time Israel was the good guy? Can I ask that question? Ever since the end of World War II, when the British gave the land back to Israel, yes, you heard me, Judea and Samaria, for you schmucks out there who think that Israel's only been around since the 50s, and they have signs saying that, oh, I'm older than your country, ho, 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 ho. Sir or ma'am, I know that the Quran is really the sufficiency of what your belief system consists of, but in case on the off chance you want to, you know, read a book, I would recommend that you go and you read about the ancient days of the Arabs who, before Islam was around, the Jews were around, the Christians were around, and before the Christians were around, the Jews were around. I know you hate to hear that, but that's the truth, number one. In fact, if you want to debate me, go read the Quran where it mentions Israel multiple different times in case you didn't know that. Oh, and by the way, while you're at it and you're educating yourself, you might want to also go back and realize that back in about 70 AD, I believe it was Titus, the current reigning Roman emperor, kicked the Jews out of Judea and Samaria, what you would now call Israel, Palestine, the West Bank area. Israel has been around for a very long time, on and off for a very long time. Like every other civilization, they got moved around, conquered, resettled. What? Read Ezra, for God's sakes, where Ezra brought the Jews back to what is now modern-day Israel, Palestine, from Babylon, from Persia, and all. I mean, does someone actually read the history of this region? All they do is read the propaganda that I see, or watch the propaganda on Twitter. Oh my gosh, it's out of control. I watch these Bollywood-level productions. Like, I know the acting in America's gotten bad because literally almost every show or movie everywhere I turn is just LGBTQ this, Trump bad there, Republicans no good, white, straight Christian men are Nazis. You know, that type of stuff, like on Netflix and stuff like that. I know the acting's gotten really, really bad, but this is some next-level bad acting. You see these videos on X of these Palestinian women, oh, hey, my baby's dead, and they're laying in the street, these evil Zionists, oh my God. Meanwhile, the whole thing's fake, and the kid's laying there, and you could smell the pita bread 10 feet away on the convenience table, and, I mean, the propaganda's out of control, and to make no mistake, this is not unique to this conflict, it's a war. In case people have forgotten, there is no genocide, it's called a war. You want to know what real genocide is? How about you read about the Ottoman Turks, what they did to the Greeks? The Armenian genocide, that's not even considered a genocide by the wonderful people in the United Nations. Oh yeah! Oh, you never heard of the Armenian genocide, where they would lock the Armenians and the Greeks and everybody else up in their Christian churches and set them on fire, the lovely practitioners of the religion to peace? Oh yeah! Oh, you didn't know about that? Yeah, I didn't think so. Of course you didn't, because, like I said, the propaganda is out of control. I mean, do I really need to... I did a whole show about how propaganda works in a wartime environment, but maybe people didn't hear that, because obviously I'm not a syndicated talk show yet. I'm a smaller audience, but a very loyal one. I think it's incredibly important that we provide context. The whole point of this show is not to be a mimeograph sheet for supporting any one political party or any one group, even if it's men. We are open-minded individuals. We are talking about The basis of the show, Sheep Get Sheared, is not to sound like it's an alliteration. It is to talk about how you are being, your mind is being sheared like the wool off a sheep, and you're being brainwashed, and we need to open our minds, and we need to think for ourselves, not just believe what we want to believe, or dismiss what we don't like to embrace. That's why we talk about people, politics, and popular culture, because those are the three pinnacles of people's worldview. Who do they like? Who do they not like? What do they like politically? What do they not? Who do they like in popular culture? Who do they follow on Instagram? Who do they follow on Facebook? Who do they listen to and watch on TikTok? These things matter a lot. It matters quite a bit when it comes to constructing your worldview. Everybody has a pair of glasses that they wear. They see the world in a slightly different lens. The question is, who created that lens and who aided you in your current belief system's construction? That is why we talk about these issues. Because if you don't know the answer to that, then it's no wonder you don't know what you believe. You just don't know what you don't like. In the same way that if I ask you, hey, what do you want for dinner tonight? And you know, oh, I don't know what I like. I don't know what I want, but I know what I don't want. That's what so many people are like with their current worldview. And I think it's incredibly disgusting that we've gotten to that point. You might say, Austin, you're getting off track. You're not talking about what I wanted to hear about today. I thought we were talking about the news. Well, this is the news. This is a stream of consciousness show. We can go all over the place because that is what people's minds do, especially if you have ADHD. I'm not saying I do. I'm not diagnosed. I don't diagnose myself with problems off of WebMD like a lot of other schmucks do. Anyways, let's get back to this story. Israel launches a strike on Lebanon on Saturday in retaliation for rockets on Israeli targets, killing two, including a child. Of course, you got to put that in there. Hey, in case, again, like I said, you want to educate yourself, Hamas, the wonderful people in Hamas, wonderful people, by the way, they're just wonderful. You know, I fully think that people who hide their weapons caches in universities and hospitals, I think they're great people. I really think that people who, instead of constructing, you know, barracks and military installations, and instead hide amongst women and children to show how brave they are, I think they're wonderful. And then when a child gets hit, they act like the Israeli snipers were just sitting there, or controllers were sitting there like, oh, there's a Palestinian kid, let's get him. No, actually, they were trying to kill the soldier who was hiding behind the kid, and the kid got caught in the crossfire 9 out of 10 times. But don't tell that to the propagandists on the internet. I want to make you believe that the Israelis are evil. Is everybody who is a Jew or an Israeli good? Well, last time I checked, they were people, and people are fallible, and people make mistakes. But like I said earlier, why is it that Israel gets held to this incredibly impossible standard and are perceived to be evil? Meanwhile, the Palestinians are supposedly oppressed, and they have a princely class that are still hiding out in Qatar and Turkey, to my estimation. Oh, you forgot about that already, did you? You know, after the October 7th attacks, all the brave people who drive around in Lamborghinis while their people ride around on mules like 2,000 years ago when Jesus was around. How else do you explain that they were not in the country? They left. They went to Turkey and Qatar or living at 5-star resorts. Meanwhile, they act like their people are being oppressed. Yeah, by them, not by the Israelis. I can't talk about Israel anymore. I said what I had to say. We're going to the next story. The new 5 takeaways from new JFK assassination files. Why is everybody so interested in how JFK died? I mean, can I ask that question? Why do people care? I care more about the Epstein files. Why do I care about what happened to JFK? It was so long ago. Why do people care so much? I really don't understand it. Vox. Why you shouldn't get surgery on a Friday. Well, that's what I would expect from a syndication like Vox. Instead of talking about the principal issues of our time, and instead talk about why you don't want to get surgery done on a Friday. The geniuses. Next story. March Madness. Oh, of course. See, I enjoy sports to a certain extent. I think largely sports are a distraction, you know, like drugs or alcohol. But when it comes down to it, I mean, athletes are just modern-day gladiators. You know, like what you would see in the movie Gladiator, the depiction of what happened back in the Roman Colosseum days. That's really all we're seeing today, but instead of beating each other's heads open with a rock, they're bouncing a ball on the floor. That's what I think. Does that mean I won't watch it? No. Of course I'll watch it. My family likes it. People like to watch it. In general, I'm not amused by it. Wall Street Journal, how Europe's military stacked up against Russia without American support. Oh, I can't. Why is everything Ukraine or Israel? I can't take it anymore. When do I get to get it? When do I just have to stop hearing about this rubbish? I'm sick and tired of these morons believing that this Zelensky in Ukraine is the modern day George Washington. He's a grifter. He's a grifter, for God's sakes. He's not a George Washington. Not even close, Mr. Castro undershirt. Guy can't even afford a suit with all the billions of dollars we give him, that moron. He rose to power. I mean, what do you want me to say? He rose to power on an anti-war platform. Next thing you know, he's putting nukes, wanting to put nukes and join NATO and basically creating a Cuban Missile Crisis for Putin. Am I justifying anything that's happening? No, I'm providing context. If you don't know the difference, then it's no wonder your wife left you, and it's no wonder you failed and flunked out of school, and no one likes you and your family, and they don't talk to you. Reuters, Elon Musk holding unprecedented Pentagon talks once leakers prosecuted. The Tesla stuff going on, man, is unbelievable to me. People are getting pulled over, is getting firebombed. The Tesla stock is falling worse than the Great Depression stock back in the day. I mean, our history repeats itself. It's quite hilarious at times, I gotta tell you. Israel broke its ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza. What happened? Of course, again, pointing the Jews as being evil. What else is new? Okay, can I ask you something if you're a Democrat? Honest question from the conservative independent Austin Creed. Can I ask you a question if you're a Democrat? How did the Democrat Party go from being the supporters of Israel 20 years ago, even 10 years ago? How did they go from being very pro-Jewish, very pro-Israel, to very anti-Israel and very vehemently pro-Palestine? Can I ask that? How did that happen? How did that happen in such a short period of time? Can someone explain that to me? How did it go from being the Republicans were a little more skeptical of Israel and the Democrats were the very vehemently defenders of Israel to all of a sudden the pro-Palestine people are the most prominent voices in the Democrat Party? Can anybody explain that to me, how that happened? I'm actually curious about this. I don't have an answer for you other than the fact that the Democrats have become very pro-Muslim, and the Muslims are never going to side with the Jews, because in the Holy Book itself, in the Quran, it says, I believe it is the Book of Ishtar, it says that the Jews are a nation of liars, and the Jews are a treacherous, lying, and evil people. Oh yeah, they teach that in the mosque. You're not reading Mein Kampf from Adolf Hitler, you're reading the mosque. You're hearing what the voice in the mosque from the imam is reading the Quran. But you didn't know that because you never read the Quran. You fell for the okey-doke. Does that mean every Muslim is evil? No. Let me give you the mumbo-jumbo. Certainly not every Muslim is a terrorist. Not all Muslims are terrorists. Most Muslims are good people like you. The religion's been hijacked by an evil few. There, did I pass a litmus test? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's keep going. Dems rival to Kamala Harris. Oh my gosh, how is this woman still in the news? She's so irrelevant. Her campaign, she pulled, I mean, what do you want me to say? In 2016, she pulled last in the Democrat Party. The next thing you know, she's being pushed forward in the Democrat machine because she's a woman, check that, and not white, check that. I mean, you want me to be any more direct about it? If she was white and a man with the same rhetoric, she'd be nowhere, and you know it. End of story. Just look at Bernie Sanders. He's so irrelevant, he has to try to trigger people like an 18-year-old, 16-year-old on TikTok. That's how relevant he is. He's so taken intellectually seriously, he has to literally go out and look for people to talk to, because those people know that he's totally irrelevant. Oh, let's see what else is in the news. What else is worthy to be talked about? U.S. offers $15 million for a woman accused of smuggling tech to Iran. What? What? What's this? The United States State Department is offering a reward of up to $15 million for a woman and three accomplices who have been allegedly smuggling United States tech to Iran for nearly 20 years. And it looks like the woman is Asian. Front companies in China. Linked to Iran Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. So in other words, what Democratic congressman or Democrat State Department representative is sleeping with another Chinese spy? You know, like the guy in California? I guarantee you that's happening again. I gotta hand it to you. I gotta hand it to them. The Chinese, they're not stupid, they're very smart. After all, they got their rocket technology from the United States as well. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh yeah, maybe I'll do a whole show about old man Bernie Schwartz, I believe is his name. Don't quote me on that in case he wants to sue me. I believe it was old Bernie Schwartz who had a parking meter company in the Bronx, who then developed a company called Aerospace and Technology, and then he built the company up using money from the government, I believe. And during the Bill Clinton years, he got the ability to sell those rights to, of course, not military use. Oh no. They didn't sell it to China for they under the guise of humanitarian and scientific endeavors, they gave him the ability to produce rockets. And the next thing you know, they can build ICBM missiles. That's all. Classic. And by the way, if you don't believe what I'm saying is true, you're more than welcome to research it. I don't just make this stuff up. I'm not that good an author. At least I don't think I am yet. Trump revokes legal status of 530,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. Okay. Am I supposed to immediately say that that's a good or bad thing? Biden's parole program aimed to reduce illegal immigration border crossings. The United States President Donald Trump revokes the status of the people we just discussed, according to the federal registration, blah, blah, blah. Crackdown on them. Oh, former President Joe Biden had allowed them to enter the country by air if they had U.S. sponsors. Oh, would you look at that? Oh, would you look at that? What a wonderful day in America. Because we definitely need more people to come in the country who are not going to bring a whole lot. I mean, if they're going to bring something to the country, for sure, come over. But if they're not going to bring anything than a begging cup to the country, sorry, man, there are enough poor people trying to make it in this country. The lifeboat is full. I myself am trying to make a living, for God's sakes, busting my behind. I don't need more people trying to get ahead by using the government. Thank you very much. We already have that. It's called DEI. I don't need more of that garbage here. I never understood why people like DEI. You know, I for the life of me don't understand it. If you're a person who's not white and not a male listening to the show, can you please kindly explain to me if you support DEI, why you support it? Because from my point of view, it's actually kind of insulting to people. It's like saying, oh, you're not white and you're not a man, so therefore you need help. You can't do it on your own, so you need help. I mean, that's essentially what they're saying. And I don't blame people for taking it. If I had an advantage, I'd take it. You could argue I have an advantage because I'm white and I'm a man, but then I would remind you that there was a time in this country where that was true. You know, like 100 years ago, but that hasn't been the case for very long. It hasn't been the case for that since what I would say arguably is civil rights era, maybe. And I personally don't understand why people are supportive of affirmative action or DEI, because all it's going to do is make people think that you're only there because of the color of your skin or your lack of a schmendrick. I mean, that's what it is. I don't care what you think. I care about that's the reality of the situation. Trump revokes security clearances for Biden, Harris, Clinton, and other enemies. Oh, God, it's Politico. I'm not going to listen to Politico. Politico is so anti-Trump, they might as well just wear Clinton buttons and worship Obama every day when they get on the air. Oh, more Ukraine stuff. Oh, God, outstanding. As Russia retakes, Ukrainians ask, was it worth it? And of course, they have a crying woman as the face of it. You know, I'm so not interested. I'm so not interested in the Ukraine story anymore. I'm burned out of it personally. The whole thing could have been avoided in the first place, but of course it didn't, because the people in the military industrial complex that Eisenhower wrote about and talked about in his farewell address, but nobody really listened to him because, you know, a very handsome man named John F. Kennedy was getting inaugurated not that long after. But people were more focused on that and not the leaving president. They were focused on the president who was entering the White House at the time. And so they overlooked what he talked about when he was, and he was an actual general in the European theater during World War II. But they didn't, they ignored him when he said that he warned them about the growing power of the military-industrial complex. People overlooked it. They didn't take it as seriously as a lot of people are starting to do now. Because they realize, ooh, maybe that Eisenhower, maybe he was on to something. On a total side note, I don't understand how people don't, like, drink coffee when they're doing a show like this. I don't understand how someone could drink alcohol and do a show like this, personally. I don't get it. I don't understand, like, guys with bigger shows who they drink on air and stuff. I don't get that. I really don't understand that. I really think that I'm the kind of guy where I don't understand a lot of, like, the whole drug conversation. You have to forgive my more, I'm not diagnosed with ADHD, but I kind of have that mind where it jumps around everywhere. It's the stream of consciousness. The actual original stream of consciousness was the Bible, in case you didn't know it. I mean, when you think about it, who are the prophets in the Old Testament, especially? People who say the Bible was written by God. No, the Bible was written by men who may have been inspired by God, but they were people, they were human beings. And, I mean, the original stream of consciousness was the Bible, if you really think about it. I mean, how do you know that people like, you know, Jeremiah, Job, you know, all these people, right? Amos, Obadiah, you know, all these people, they weren't like going around the poets of their day. You know, the kind of people you see in the cafe today who think they have the next big screenplay. Or they were out there in the wilderness writing about, oh, you know, I don't like the stuff that John sells. I don't like the debauchery of the youth. I don't like it. You know, kind of like the old people today. We talk about how the young people are ruining everything. Gen Z's no good. Gen Alpha's no good. The millennials back in the day, no good. They're ruining everything. They're destroying the civilization. I mean, if you look back to ancient Rome, they were always blaming the young people for, you know, oh, my generation's going to be the last good one. The young people are no good. They're going to destroy everything. They're going to bring the end of us. We'll see. I personally just think that that's how it always will work and how it always has worked, personally. I mean, when you look back in history, that's what they say. Every single time, it was the younger generation was worse than the ones that were there. They were going to destroy the norms of the time, and before you knew it, something was different was going to come around. Well, the world kept spinning, and the Earth still, you know, is here, and the sun's still there. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but that's the truth of the matter. But we're also, we're in weird space right now. I don't understand, for the life of me, how people, they act like they've never been to a history class. You know, when it comes to the whole Ukraine-Israel thing, I'm not going to go into specifics anymore. I can't take it. It's so exhausting. It's so exhausting to talk about, for God's sakes. But you know what? It's interesting to me, with the invention of the camera, the invention of the internet, how much different war is than when you look at the past. You know, back in the old days, war was, there was no cameras. There were no reporters. There was no Twitter. There was no Facebook. There was no Instagram. There was just maybe the local town rag, and they only had about the same distance that a horse could travel, or someone could travel on foot, unless they were a marathon runner from Greece. They wouldn't be able to get very far. And life was just very simple, and so you didn't really hear about what was happening across the world, or even across town, until somebody told you about it. There was no phone, there was no internet. You didn't know what was happening across the world 5 minutes after it happened. You think about it, technology is amazing. But people act like atrocities have never happened. They act like they've never seen war before. War has been around for, you know, forever, as far as, like, my reading of history is concerned. And they act like, oh, this is genocide. No, it's not genocide. It's called a war. And usually in a war, the side that's losing has more people dead than the side that's winning. I know that might sound crazy to you, but that's kind of how it works. Am I trivializing the death of children, men, women? No. Am I explaining to you how the world works? Yes. Anyways, my friends, I think I need a break here. I gotta get back to work. Yes, I work on a Saturday. I gotta try to make a living, you know. Trying to avoid the 9-to-5 life. I don't knock people who can do it. I just personally just paying the price to not to try to escape the rat race. But my friends, please let me know your thoughts and feelings and observations of the show. Let me know what you have to say. I look forward to hearing about it. Check out Biblical Bachelor if you want to read a little more of my thoughts. I'm going to update it here pretty soon, actually. Give out the 2.0 version. You know, the more I'm working on getting more books published for the show, not just for the show, but for you to understand more about maybe something you didn't know, something that might interest you in case you want to read something that's not just old news. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. I look forward to hearing from you. See you later. Peace.